at Grand Central Terminal tonight during the thick of the evening rush. There was rhythm and blues in the background, drowned out by the relentless sound of the Metro card swipe. But in the foreground, there were M16s, part of the governor's five-part plan announced today aimed at combating subway crime. 750 National Guard soldiers, 250 state troopers and MTA police.
Just open your bag really quick.
And more random bag checks.
To those who are feeling anxious whenever they walk through those turnstiles, we will stop at nothing to keep you safe.
Some riders, though, not sure if it'll have the intended effect.
Wow, I didn't think it was at the point of National Guard needed.
More nervous because I feel like it's more of a threat happening versus just the police. So I don't think the National Guard would be a good idea.
Concerned. Take harkening back to like 9/11.
Feels like a huge overreaction and overreach.
Donna Lieberman is the executive director of the NYCLU.
Calling out the National Guard in response to some incidents is not the way to go.
Stefan, they have this in Europe because of the terrorism threat in Europe, and no one seems to mind. You can get used to a lot of things.
Former NYPD chief of detectives and ABC News analyst Bob Boy says the larger issue is recidivism and mental health.
They need to be taken to a psychiatrist so they can get help, and there needs to be a plan after that. They keep them into treatment.
The governor's plan calls for more resources for mental health outreach teams targeting the mentally ill. It also focuses on repeat offenders. Governor Hochul wants judges to be able to ban someone from the transit system for at least 3 years if they've been convicted of a violent crime.
We know who they are. They'll flag the criminal history at the time of arrest so it can be fully considered when decisions regarding charging and bail are made.
Why are we arresting people 100 times? And once we make the arrest, why are they back out within a day or two sometimes?
Experts say the deployment of National Guard is not sustainable long term, likely only a few months, just in time to make riders feel safe when congestion pricing goes into effect.